Yeah, but to have to go in and run through all that.
Especially cops. Which I don't want to end you, so. I'm sure gonna keep my eyes clear about these next few days. All this crap of the, you know, it's not important, but the message we've got to do is be sure I don't solve the major problems. He used to say, I'll see Earth or Schultz or something, so they have to go. You know, I mean, I.
No, there's.
Welfare reform.
Just along there, so. We've got everything rolling in good shape.
Running pretty well.
Yeah, the only question is, whether we wanna push Rogers to do the, foreign relations, foreign affairs committees today. They've asked him, and we originally, he was planning to go, and he's now, he's backing off. Says there's nothing he can add to what the president's already said, and I. Maybe better to wait a day anyway and see what happens.
Right.
They're gonna cover the armed services committees, and,
Is Larry going there?
Or.
Keep Rogers off today.
All right.
Henry's gone up today, so that's that. And also Roger, he doesn't have his. You know, he'll be all right, but he doesn't really have either the understanding or the heart of the thing that we really need at this point. We've got to be.
Okay. We've got a fact sheet that,
Can I take a look at it?
I think you probably. No, Carol Egerson and Sapphire worked over it with him, and Hague has reviewed it.
Oh, I missed it.
That just came in, they're still out.
Oh, no. The point is, why I should say we've got to put in the fact, the invasion took place, and that we have exhausted all efforts on the diplomatic front. See, they don't have that agency. Is that the Republic, the communists have failed responding to Republic, they're probably to any American peace proposal. You gotta put that in mark. We have, you know, I mean, flush that out, Mr. Bitt.
Okay.
They have launched a massive invasion, and I wouldn't go into, okay. They're on the right track. I just flush out just a little bit the fact that we have, because I think it impresses people, but we have just had it up to here. There's no other choice. They have left us no other choice. And, I think also might add, you have to go into the second page, it's not directed against another nation. No, we don't. Well, maybe put it in there, but it's not. No.
I
don't cover it adequately.
That's not that much of a problem.
The main thing is, this one is to, keep our all the home troops fired and charged up and so forth and so on. To get out as much as you possibly can, positive reactions. Have you done all that?
What can I
say? Are you trying to do that?
Lashing it all today. Our troops are discouraged on only one point. They can't get through on the telegram route because it's backed up and they're quick. We aren't going to be able to gin up the telegram stuff just because we turned a lot on probably too fast. And they tried and failed. Now they're going to take another.
I don't dislike that.
But it is worth making a hell of a...
I would think it would go under, I mean, I would try to get a telegram count, I just get out the fact that there are massive numbers.
Done, and massive number of letters.
Massive number of phone calls, could that be done?
Right.
And then a few hot shots will come out for us.
Exactly.
And so forth.
Right.
But what is generally, in the cold of the morning, what is the reaction of all of your troops around here? I mean, the troops as to what they have found around the country.
Very good.
You gave me the stuff last night.
Yeah, and it's all, that spreads across the board.
Is it on the upper 26th?
Oh, much better.
Better.
Yeah.
Because of the action.
Yeah, and it's better in the sense that it's...
More important.
Yeah, it's stronger. It's a, you know, when you do something, you get more of a thing than when you just announce progress to people. On April 26th, the whole thing was, there was a great speech. He presented it well. The delivery was forceful. His attitude was good and all that. On this one, you're getting a lot of that same thing, but you're getting the thing that the president's doing the only thing he could do. And then, of course, the hawk, great hawk stuff.
The hawk.
Thank God we're finally kicking him in the ass. The POW is flipped over. The POW-wise.
Did it?
Yeah.
From what their attitude was on Saturday.
Yes. Yeah. And he was...
Well, they realize we've done everything we can. What the hell do they want us to do?
Well, they're all... See, what they... Their discouragement was, and their resolutions over the weekend reflected the view that it's clear now that Vietnamization and that program has failed
to get our
POWs back, and it's clear that the administration's route now is simply to continue to withdraw all of our troops and get out. That leaves us no hope.
Then what is he doing about it?
This changes the... Well, the first thing, he didn't have to do anything to begin with. They came out...
This is a fantastic thing for them. It's puts it right on the nose.
Well, then they came out on the first wave here with the...
Right.
The League of POW NMIA Families expressed delight, says UPI. Obviously, it's a very significant development. We're happy that POWs are of priority importance. And we hope Richard Nixon saves all the prisoners he needs in accounting of the missing, which of course it does, and we'll assure that I'm sure in the process of the ceasefire and all that. Now, they're done, got in last night, and is catching up with and Scowcroft has been with them all weekend, you know, stuff that is done. We got worse press over the weekend than the action, as we always would. But he's going to move on the individual leaders on the, and then on the group, reverse their resolution because they passed a resolution. You know, get them by phone or something to pass another resolution. And
they got their ideas.
Try to get some of them switched and you know, all that kind of thing. So, but they're in good shape because now what you said is that you're taking... You're not just withdrawing all the troops, you're doing something else. And you're doing it with POWs as a primary objective.
And you get the purpose of getting leverage. One of the purposes of this is to get leverage in POWs.
We got a good ride on the positive response. You got a certain amount of predictable negative. And McGovern and Humphrey are taking the lead on the negative.
Both?
Yeah. Humphrey said he cannot, will not support this. And he's coming. He's canceling his campaign in Nebraska and returning immediately to Washington to consult with the Senate. And
they voted in Nebraska. So that's it. I know everybody says Humphrey's gaining there now.
Yeah.
He's going to win. Why? Because the flashed out government's radical thing, didn't it?
Yes. Or, well, I don't know if that, they've done that. Whether that's
Humphrey's, And McGovern opposes it, obviously. Well, that's good. Let's have both over there.
McGovern says it's... Burning in World War III.
Yeah.
Won't prevent a bloodbath from starting a bloodbath.
Burning in World War III, because he's trying to avoid the black capital here. Most people don't think that about.
Then, after saying all that, he called for quiet and firm action and urged Americans against reacting in blind fury and damaging demonstrations. There was a little campus action last night, not very much. Blips here and there.
Not too much.
No.
Well, that probably takes a day to do that.
May take some. There was a little action out here. A few demonstrators came down to the White House and they arrested some. All in the way, but there's no massive response that it may be today. That's been in him.
That's been in him.
No, but I don't think it's good.
I hope we don't have it.
Whether it's good or bad, it's...
I'm not saying, I'm not concerned about it, I think that is one of my risks, you know that, but, you know, the Senate actions is predictable, but it was whatever we do, it was McGregor, it was got any of the Democratic talks, it's the support of...
Not yet, not publicly.
I mean, yeah. Not Mahon or...
Not yet, no, they don't, they've all kept quiet. See, they've got this Democratic caucus that they had yesterday that adjourned, asking for the meeting, and then is reconvening this morning, and I think they're probably all, at the moment, staying quiet until they get into that.
But how about House people, could they, for, you see, McGregor only had the Republicans in his office afterwards, and I...
Well, they were working on the Democrats, it was...
Right. I would see, if they want to be partisan, they'll be partisan. That's why you need to get some of the country reaction at the...
Yeah.
But I'm sure it'll try. One of the problems is that in the briefing, we tend to rely on Rogers and Moore, and we didn't have Kissinger there, you know, I mean,
yes.
And I knew that was a mistake when I heard it.
Well, that was not good. And Kissinger did get into the...
The hog, through the hog.
The hog, not needed. But he didn't get the other...
So Rogers and Laird didn't come off too well?
Laird came off pretty well, apparently. And Laird interrupted Rogers when he was getting off on the... this isn't so bad. Kind of stuff.
Said?
Oh, Rogers, the one really, the thing that concerned him, and they may come back to hit us, was that Rogers said that not only are those minds armed to become active, or, you know, set to become active in 72 hours, but they can be turned off at any time. And Fulbright got out of his pad and wrote that down, that's one route the Democrats could decide to take today, is to demand that you disarm the minds you've already led. And that's when Laird interrupted him and said, well, you know, the feathers, we can't do that. There's no point in getting shifted the conversation.
Rogers just can't help but take the damn weak line, doesn't he?
Well,
I mean, he just got out of the meeting, and here he was fine in one way and bad in another. I mean, what do you think?
That's what I thought.
Don't have to go out of the Congress today. Just keep the hell out of there.
Well, like I said, he's taking, you know, he's firming up his line, and their departments are all moving to hit all their people this morning.
See, I discovered this, we can't use it this way. We can't put it out. I discovered it because it's not blockaded. Just the first page.
Well, this is exactly the point we've been making. I did with ARPA. I didn't say that has the purpose of the effect of the blockade. I said the point here is not to worry about what you call it. The point is to say the president has said we are going to stop the delivery of supplies by sea to Vietnam.
Right.
Period.
And the way we're doing it is through mines and within territorial waters and so forth.
But don't get into it. Are people going to get into it? Whether we're going to stop ships in the high seas or not. The point is not how he's going to do it.
You want to avoid that. I'm sorry to say that for Ryan's too
hard.
But anyway, no. But you can see the point there that we can only use it. The Roger says the mines can be turned off. Shit. In the world. He just doesn't get the point, does he not, or what?
No, see, he was walling around with his UN. I think Bush has to notify the UN and say it's not a blockade, we're not moving in the high seas and all that kind of stuff, which...
Fair enough.
But we shouldn't be using it in our arguments here.
Well, Lee McGregor's got some of the Hawks land capacity.
Yep.
And he's trying to get the, he's got Aiken, he got one out of him, I understand. That's helpful.
Aiken had a bad first statement, because he said he didn't think mining was going to do any good on the current battles. But then he moved and with a very strong thing about how and he compared it to Bangladesh. He said, we can't pull out of there and just leave things. We have a slaughter worse than Bangladesh.
How about our other Republicans? You didn't mean the others?
Yep.
Fire, good.
Yeah, on the early wires, Buckley, Ford, Griffin.
Good.
Chavez, Margaret Smith, very strong.
Good.
Wallace Waffle said, I don't want any action the president takes to bring peace and end the war, but I've got to think it through before I assess his answer.
That's all. They're all playing the politics.
Kennedy had it as an ominous decision, folly, and futile military gesture taken in desperation.
Well,
South Vietnam likes it.
How about that? How about getting somebody, maybe Eggie tonight, to tee off on the partisanship? What do you think?
That's what they're working on. We may do it before. Well, we want to get out before tonight. We'll probably do it in remarks prepared for. Put it out ahead of time so it makes the news tonight with the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Governor Murray's going to buy television time to answer you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be a hell of a lot. Got to get his people, and that's all.
Yeah.
Well, we know from experience on it, so.
He may not be able to buy it anyway. They may not sell it to
no winner.
It's, you know, we don't need, of course, to do anything to build it up, as you can see in the news.
No, we're not only the news covering kind of would be taken.
Concerned. It's
how it's
carried. Yeah, but it's carried. There's the inevitable comparisons to the Cuban.
Sure.
Right? But complete analysis of the differences always. At the same time, Nixon's laid it on the line, laid his whole thing on the line. Build the drama of all that.
Yeah. Well, Bob, it was the right thing to do. I told Henry, I constantly reassure him, just go through the agonies of hell. Poor guy, he really feels this is his foreign policy. Oh, no, he knows it's, but basically, he's very honest about it. He has contributed enormously to us. China initiative, the Soviet initiative, all these little pieces, and now we blow it down. But on the other hand, to Henry's great credit, he was willing when we finally faced up to the fact to move. And we had no choice, we had to do something. That situation, it wasn't certain that it would crumble, but there was enough of a risk that it would crumble that our failure to do something in the event that it crumbled would have been the worst thing that had happened.
And if it doesn't crumble, you're having done something that's going to not hurt you one bit.
It's going to help. We'll say this quite good. Democratic caucus convention. There should be the most vicious attacks upon that for partisanship, comparing all the Republicans supported Kennedy and then Cuban Missile Crisis. When there was a possibility of a confrontation with the Soviet Union, that was, let me explain the difference, that was a blockade that did involve the stopping of the Russian ships, that did involve eyeball to eyeball, that was a risk for, you know. This is not, that's the difference. This involves our interests, it does not, and it involves only can capture the Russian interests. I didn't even make a hell of a speech on that.
They really only got two routes.
The Americans.
Yeah, they may very well decide to lay low, you know, let you hang yourself, wait and see what happens rather than get themselves stuck out. Humphrey and McGovern will probably want to, will probably push hard to go out on a condemnation. Even if the caucus does do it, we can sure get Humphrey and McGovern. You supported Kennedy on the Cuban
Bridge.
Didn't you go on to a thing?
I had on television, statewide television in California.
Yeah.
And in prime time, and supported Kennedy totally. And the Cuban Missile Crisis on the candidate for governor. I know you're Republican, too. Next one on television, on a paid broadcast, I took the time from San Diego to recall it.
Yeah.
Why did Humphrey McGovern
get support? See, we can hit them, even if the caucus doesn't go their way. They're out there now.
Some of the labor leaders.
In fact, this is a good time to smoke Kennedy. I will hit Humphrey McGovern and Kennedy, the candidates.
Maybe you get at get a comedy. Might be a damn good time for him to the Democrat here, be ashamed of these three people.
This is their raising the point to PR guys that we ought to get pictures of the ships going up, pulling out of Hanoi, and move that.
Well, you mean with our aerial reconnaissance?
Aerial photographs.
To our border. Tell them we have aerial photographs of ships. We can see.
If we can get a line of 20 ships, you know, bumper to bumper on the way out.
Just see if we can get insurance. Be safe and done. I don't know. It may not be.
Sure. Also, Dave said that he, when he was in the meeting there, he got the first wire thing on the Russian reaction. He said it was very violent, which amazed him. He said that's the best question.
Go ahead.
Best sign we're looking for is a mild Russian reaction. But it is, that's a hell of a good positive story. You took action and the enemy turned around and pulled
out.
Did you
get those pictures?
Yeah, right. You can't get them out. It's fine.
I think Larry should be good.
They've either got the pictures or we can't get them until tomorrow morning.
I think Larry's is going to be good. My talking to him last night was very important. He's a weatherman. I think Rogers is just probably was shaken by the meeting with the Nightman leaders, you know. It's probably a mistake to have a meeting.
No,
we had to have it for purposes of
public appearance. You can't look and the leader.
And I said I did it. I mean, I did everything I should have. I talked for 15 minutes and left. I shouldn't have stayed there. In fact,
good Lord, don't
you agree?
Yeah, I wouldn't have stayed 15 minutes.
No, I needed to. I needed to get done a few of them. But I wasn't treating them in a cavalier manner. It was all right. I don't think I use Henry on the Southern people. I don't think really it's important enough group for him. If you could understand, I think it's important. But,
okay.
But could you use on that one? Like Laird?
Well, the plan now is for Rogers to do it. And I'm a little concerned about that.
No, well, that needs Henry.
But
Henry probably is willing to do it. Anything he'll do is better. He'll be the best reader.
House speech, you can get pretty well. He is what he does in the press.
Oh, we'll see.
That's the one that counts.
What he does in the press. What is he?
Yes.
Press conference. Oh, Henry.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Rogers is the best one for the other one. You're right.
He is, and he's going to do it.
If he talks,
well, I make the point that the purpose here is that we're going to put a very healthy limit. We've got to not give these people that this isn't really a blockade and you can turn them off anytime you want. And the North Vietnamese have been mining too. Then we've got to take the other side. If he doesn't want to take it, then we'll have. Maybe he'd do his offer to have Laird or Mortar do it instead.
Mortar's not too effective.
Yeah, it's not Mortar. Laird ought to do it.
Laird's the one.
When we tell them, we could have Laird do it instead of him. Maybe we ought to have Laird there anyway.
Laird and Mortar. Well, anyway, use whatever talent you can. I think the congressional side is. Who's working that is? McGregor? Who's working the Democrats? That's what I mean. The Senate.
The whole crew is, but
maybe he's got to get Henry on his. Maybe that is the best use of Henry. I don't see Henry at 11:30 because Henry can work those damn Democrats. I'd like to get three or four of them at least. God damn it, we should have gotten some House Democrats, Bob.
Both men.
What about Aver? Oh my God, Jesus Christ, we should have got Aver.
I don't have a rundown on any of the Congress stuff except what's in the wire thing. So
I just tell them to go all out and get it.
Yeah.
The Southern Democrats, basically. All of them.
Jump the history on this.
I have a doubt, I have a doubt, I have all the doubts in the world in reaching a decision, but once you do something, I never can understand people going back and saying, no, why shouldn't I have done that?
I'm not saying, going back to analyze it afterwards.
Yeah. Because also, it tends to blunt the effectiveness of your, how you handle it. This is Roger's problem, I'm not worried about what he did, said, so.
That's the course you go with.
Yeah. Use such colorful phrases as international outlaws, and the other strong, colorful rhetoric can have somebody worry about it. I think you should emphasize the purity of personal qualities of the coolness, the dedication to peace, the fairness of our offers. In this might be your talk points might be two pages. The president to put the country above politics. You see what I mean? Is these are the kinds of things that I want to talk about rather than just the cold facts. The facts don't mean much. You've got to write a speech for country above politics. Show the courage, strength, and so forth. He will follow through. This action will reestablish the credibility of the United States as a great power. So, you said it was a personal.